Deuteronomy chapter 18, verses 1 to 13. Various Laws, part 2. If you remember, we were doing various laws, and then we saw that important section had to be treated on its own, the desire for a king. And now we come back to these various laws. Here we have offerings for priests and Levites and detestable practices. Let's just look at these two briefly. Remember, we're in the Old Covenant. We're in the time when Israel is just going to go into the Promised Land. And God is preparing them, reminding them, reinforcing, teaching them about all these rules and regulations surrounding, built on, part and parcel of the covenant. And Israel must be a separated people and purposely to keep that covenant that God has given them at Mount Sinai. Well, first of all, the offerings for the priests and Levites. This is what the Israelites had to do. They had to look after the priests and Levites, these men. And then the second part was about detestable practices. Now, all this rule and regulation, whether it's priests and Levites and detestable practices, Israel was not a free agent to make its own choice. God is saying to them, this is my governance, this is my rule, this is my choice, this is my ordinance, this is what I want, this is what I demand, this is what I require of you. Verse 5, it's all in accordance with the Lord's will and purposes. It's all the place the Lord will choose, verse 5 and 6 and so on. It's where the Lord will. And verse 5, the Lord your God has chosen them and their descendants out of your tribes to be all your tribes to stand and minister. It's a sacerdotal ministry. Now let me explain that. These priests and Levites are carrying out the Lord's service on behalf of. There's the words, on behalf of, for the people of Israel. These people were the mediators. These people were the administrators. These people were the priests, the Levites, the offerers for the people of Israel. And of course, it's all Old Covenant, and I stress that. But the fathers, 2nd, 3rd, and 4th centuries and so on, these men went back to this covenant and drew not certain principles which are right to draw and bring into the new covenant, but they draw the practices, the Levites, the priests and so on, and they move these into the church and so set up hierarchy, clergy, and above all, a sacerdotal ministry, where these men administered religion, if you might call it that, on behalf of the people. And they set up these structures. And we are reaping still the harvest of it. Rome took it to the highest point of degeneration, if you go to the highest point, the lowest point of degeneration. But state churches and so on, these churches kept it. And of course, even in amongst the evangelicals and the nonconformists, it's not been entirely thrown off, this idea of clergy and hierarchy and rules and regulations and people doing things on behalf of others. It's all coming from the fathers and the Old Covenant. Now, that was Israel. But the fathers brought it into the new covenant. It's a warning to us. How about these detestable practices, verse 9? Well, you see, when you enter the land, says God, that I'm giving to you, don't learn. Now, here's the principle. Don't learn to imitate the detestable ways of the nations there. Now, it keeps coming over because I see in the scriptures, page after page, it comes over in the scriptures. These people, these Israelites, the danger for them was they would go around and see the pagans and copy them and live like the pagans and draw their practices into Judaism. And Israel, verse 13, must be a blameless, sanctified, separate, distinct people, even in the pagan world. And the principle comes over as plain as a pikestaff in the New Testament. We don't bring over the sacerdotal priesthood, not at all, not at all. But we do take over this principle that we must, brother and sister, must be a separate, sanctified, blameless people in a pagan world. Listen to the apostle. Here he is in Ephesians, chapter 4 and verse 17. Here he is writing to the believers. So I tell you this, and insist on it in the Lord, that you must no longer live as the Gentiles, that is the pagans, do, in the futility of their thinking. They are darkened in their understanding and separated from the life of God because of the ignorance that is in them due to the hardening of their hearts. Having lost all sensitivity, they have given themselves over to sensuality so as to indulge every kind of impurity with a continual lust for more. Well, that's how they live. You, however... No, you can't copy this, no. You, however, did not come to know Christ that way. Surely you have heard of him, were taught in him, and so on. So I tell you, again, I remind you of verse 17, and insist on it in the Lord. Here's the equivalent of Deuteronomy 18, that you must no longer live as the pagans do. You mustn't go that way. You don't copy Egypt, you don't copy the Canaanites, you don't follow the world. Now, we mustn't copy the world today ourselves. Is this water off a duck's back? I'm not alone in saying these things. It's been said before. But still we're going on wholesale in this looking to the world and taking the world into the church. And I'm afraid there's a lot of sacerdotalism too amongst the people of God these days. Oh, may God deliver us from it. May God deliver us from it. May we learn what we can from the old covenant and draw it into the new where we can, but be careful not to draw the wrong principles which applied only to Israel in the land and apply them to ourselves. May God give us wisdom in these things, brother and sister, for Christ's sake. And not only wisdom, grace to obey him in his word. Amen.